That's right, kids. It's that time of day. Grab yourself a cup of coffee. Wrap yourself up in a damp bath towel. Have a seat at your computer. Because it's time for Frederick's podcast.
Here we go. Episode number 9. Frederick's Mind Pen. This was recorded during the Florida political primary season.
What other kind of primaries are there?
And as you might suspect, show gets more than a little bit political.
Oh, it sounds great. Sounds great.
Stuff drives me crazy.
Like everything else.
No matter how hard I try to ignore it, don't read the paper.
No.
Don't watch the news.
No.
They'll still get you. Billboards.
Yeah.
Most importantly to this show, telephone calls.
Hello?
When they lay it out like that, it's just too much to ask me to resist.
I wouldn't ask you to resist.
So, tighten up your towels, kids, because the ride's about to begin.
Okay.
Is a piece that I would like to request from my audience. I would like to know how the following piece makes you feel. Also, what it makes you think of. Please let me know.
At FONBR at FredericksMindThing.com. Thank you.
blah, 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 blah,
You know, I really
plan what my shows are going to be about. I wait to see what the universe provides. And this one I've been leaning very heavily towards politics. And it just got confirmed a little while ago when I received a call. I guess it was prompted from my inquiry about getting some small business association advice about starting a small business. I was thinking about going into podcast editing. As a big fan of podcasts, I realized that is one of the greatest drawbacks is editing and control over the audio. They go from so loud to so quiet, and you can hear one person sound like he's screaming, and the other person, she sounds like she's, you know, standing 15 blocks away, and you can just barely hear what she's saying. Anyways, whatever. Oh, and I should tell you that I am a registered Republican. I got this call where I had to listen to a tape from Newt Gingrich, and then they were going to put on one of his associates, I forget what he said, an aide or an associate or assistant, something along those lines. So I said, fine, go ahead, play it for me. And while the tape was playing, I ran and got my little recorder and set it up. And I caught the very end of the news message, but I had a very interesting conversation with his assistant or associate or whatever the hell you call him. Whatever Toby is to me is kind of the same thing. Anyway, I'm going to edit it because we ended up having a six-minute conversation. And since this is generally about a 15 to 20-minute podcast, I don't want to give you that much time to the conversation. But I am going to play a large portion of it because it was just breathtakingly beautiful. And I don't know the gentleman's name, although I will be able to tell you in a moment, but he struck me as almost the same as David, the robot head for the human face on the robot. And this guy is like the human face on the Republican robot, I guess. Anyways, it's very fascinating. One thing I'd like to point out is this gentleman, the representative, said that they were a nonpartisan organization. And then later on in the conversation, he asked me if I am a Republican. All right, well, now coming up will be a large amount of the excerpts from my conversation with the assistant of Newt Gingrich.
Businesses will be the savior of a struggling economy. I agree 100% that it's small business that will do it. However, he is funded primarily by big business, and he primarily supports big business, and deregulation primarily benefits the big business. I don't understand how he's going to help.
Well, Newt is asking a group of small business owners from each state to serve on his job prosperity task. So I'm going to let you know American Solutions is no way associated with any political party. We are a nonpartisan citizens organization. Our goal is
to pause here to point out that it is the nonpartisan organization. However, he is already focusing on November 2nd election. And later on in this conversation, he will ask me if I am a Republican, which I am, by the way.
I never expected to share so many outright lies.
I did.